Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have a Newton head boys basketball coach, Jason Carter. And Jason, again, thanks for chatting with us today. Before we talk about basketball, you guys had a recent fundraiser. How'd that turn out?
Very good, actually. So every year, as a part of our Chiefs scrimmage, which we participated in Carlisle, we do a community service project. That's kind of a statewide initiative that they push for teams to do. So we love to take advantage of that. It gives us an opportunity to play a full game and do something for the community. So the last, you know, 4 or 5 years at least, we've been doing a food drive at Hy-Vee. And Hy-Vee's done an awesome job working with us, and they basically let us set up there. And we got tons of food donations, thanks to our community. And we filled up pretty much every year. We filled up most of our food pantries at the schools, so at Berg and then at all the elementaries as well. So the counselors have had an opportunity to come in and grab a ton of food to help store their food pantries for our families in need. And it's something we kind of added last year in addition to the food drive is we also accepted cash donations and have been able to donate a good amount of money to the United Way as well. So last year, I think we ended up writing a check for, $1,600 or $1,700, somewhere in there, to the United Way. And I'm actually headed to the bank right now, and I think it's probably close to $2,000 again this year. So, it's really awesome for the kids to get out in the community and do something to help those families in need, and just get out there and, do some community service.
Yeah, very successful. And we thank the community for helping them out doing that. Great job.
Yeah, absolutely. And Newton always shows up in a big way and for things like this. And it just makes it really fun to be a part of and do things like that in this community.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you mentioned the Achieve scrimmage, and that was Tuesday. So how'd things go? I know you were missing a few players.
Yeah, by the end of the summer, three guys that were kind of starting for us at the end of the summer weren't able to play due to injuries. Caden obviously recruiting from football. They got done real late. And a couple other, our two big guys are, one's out for the season, and Jackson Riney, who was playing really, really well at the end of the summer, and Grant Osby also dealing with a little foot issue. So, but we plan on getting two of them back, we're just going to kind of take it slow and, make sure that they're fully recovered before we kind of start integrating them back in. But, it was a great opportunity, though, for a lot of guys that didn't have a lot of varsity experience to get some meaningful minutes. And that's what these scrimmages are really all about. Something very similar happened to us last year. We played Carlisle at home last year, and they took it to us pretty good, but we learned a lot from it, and it really helped us kind of build and kind of set the standard moving forward. And it's kind of eye opener for kids, moving from JV to varsity. They learned a lot, and I think we'll grow from it and be able to build on a lot of things moving forward.
Well, if you have the same success you had after that scrimmage last year, if you have that same success this year, you'd probably take that, because you got three games coming up this week, and you won them all last year coming out of the gate. You got Grinnell coming up on Tuesday.
We did. And, I kind of talked a little bit about that in the locker room. So, it's not something we're going to freak out about, but we have to also understand that we had to grow in a lot of areas. Moving forward, and it's a good challenge for our kids, to grow and make some adjustments and figure some things out. So, we had a couple experienced guys, and Dawson and Bubba played, and they played a lot last year. And Tyler Thompson played a good amount, got some decent minutes at times last year too. So, but pretty much outside of those three, everyone was playing pretty, for the first time in a varsity basketball game. So, it's a quick learning curve, but I have confidence that our guys will adjust and figure some things out, and it'll make us better moving forward.
What was kind of the main issue? Was it turnovers, just poor shooting, or kind of what was the deal?
Defensively, you could just tell we're not used to guarding at the level that it's going to be, that it's going to be required. But offensively as well, You know, one thing we've really got to continue to put a focus on is continue to work to run offense as a unit, not as individuals, because, you know, at varsity basketball, we're not going to be able to play a lot of isolation basketball and be successful. And I thought we did a lot, way too much of that. And we had a, you know, a long stretch where we didn't score there in the third quarter. You know, but again, we had some bright spots, and it's going to have to be something we're going to have to continue to work on.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get to Ozzy back in there. You're a big guy to help help with that
absolutely.
A little bit. Definitely.
Yeah, we didn't have much of an inside scoring presence for sure. So having Grant back will you know, be really, really huge for us. And obviously when we can get Caden back, Caden, you know, just being the leader that he is, having the most experience by far on this group will be huge for us as well.
So talk about three games coming up. Grinnell on Tuesday, and that is at home. And then I believe you're on the road for the other two, Thursday at Marshalltown. Then you start conference play at Indianola. And normally when you play Grinnell, it's kind of always seems to be a really tight game, but I guess you won by 18 last year.
I haven't watched him really much yet on film or dug too much into that. I know what to expect with Brandon and Grinnell. I mean, they're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. They're going to get after you. They're going to maybe change defenses a little bit and just try to muck the game up. So, you know, it's going to be something we're going to have to be able to handle. And, you know, moving into Marshalltown, Marshalltown will definitely have some athletes. We scrimmaged them this summer. They have a couple kids that can really shoot the ball really well. But they're a very physical team. That's going to have to be something that we're going to have to be able to handle. And then Indianola is just, they should be pretty good this year. They're very athletic. The McGraw kid is one of the most athletic kids we're going to see all year. Maybe one of the best basketball players we'll see all year. So, you know, we'll, have our hands full this week, but you know, we got, is a few practices here over break where we need to fine tune some things and watch a little bit of film. We'll be ready for next week.
Yeah, it'll be something different too for those players that were in JV last year playing three games in a week.
Yeah, for sure. So, and not just three games, but at the speed and physicality at the varsity level, it's a big difference. So,
definitely.
But it'll be good for them, and I'm looking forward to see how these kids grow throughout the year.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to it as well. We got the games on KRLS3 coming up this season as well once again. So appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks for joining us on the Coach's Corner.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Randy.
And as Jason Carter, head coach of the Newton boys basketball team, joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.